Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Only 5 Psalms have prayer in their title. Psalm 17, 86, 90, 102, and 142, although many prayers are found throughout the Psalter. Psalm 86 is filled not only with prayer requests, but with praise as well. Notice how many times David explains his reasoning with a series of 4 statements. He begins, quote, "Bow down your ear, O Lord, hear me, for I am poor and needy." Verse 1. Yahweh is responsive to humility, the meaning of poor, and human need, and so inclines himself to us. As well, Elohim intervenes when we set ourselves apart for him. Quote, "Preserve my life, for I am holy. You are my God." Verse 2. We aren't answered for the multiplicity of our words, Matthew 6, verse 7, but for the sincerity of our hearts. Chapter 7, verse 7. Quote, "Be merciful to me, O Lord, for I cry to you all day long." Psalm 86, verse 3. David knows that God's mercy is undeserved, but his kindness is unreserved. He wants us to take advantage of his generosity. Quote, "For you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive and abundant in mercy," verse 5. But God is not only unsparing in his provision, verses 1 to 7, he's also unique in his person, verses 8 to 10. Quote, "Among the gods there is none like you, O Lord, nor are there any works like your works. You alone are God," verses 8 to 10. If you need supernatural aid, who else can help? No one. In addition, the Lord is unequaled in his plan, verses 11 to 13. Quote, "Teach me your way, O Lord. I will walk in your truth," verse 11. He even knows the road through death itself, verse 13. And he is unrivaled in his protection, verses 14 to 17. In the face of my foes, quote, "Turn to me, have mercy on me, give your strength to your servant and save," verse 16. He's helped before, verse 17, and because he is, quote, "full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in mercy and truth," verse 15, he is sure to do it again.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.